And it is time for the Farm Work Cooperative Grain Market Analysis, brought to you by Farm Work Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. And as we do every week, we're talking with Jalen Pietig. Jalen, the markets have kind of been on a roller coaster again this week.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, kind of like we talked about last week, it's been volatile again here. Kind of depressed prices throughout the early part of the week, and now it looks like we're recovering back today. And, just with the spring we've had and the yield talks that we're going to have ahead of us throughout the summer, I would expect more of the same for the weeks to come.
So, Jalen, I know it was a little surprising in the USDA's latest crop progress report that they actually had a soybean condition rating out. Did that move the markets at all, at least here in Minnesota?
Yeah, I think they're, definitely a little bit looking at conditions, but, you know, more so looking at the actual planting progress and, you know, the trade. Different members of the trade, you know, have estimates that they put out before Monday's report, and you know, to get an average estimate, kind of gauge what the market's thinking. And soybean planting did come in, 2-3% below the average guess, and you know, surprised people a little bit. Just shows we got more than plenty beans left to plant here, you know, before the end of June or so. And a lot of people are running, for example, here 10 days past first insurance date. So, you know, you're looking at pushing up to deadlines, and then, you know, after that we start talking about yield issues. So I think this next week weather is going to be very important. You look at the 6 to 10 day forecast, and it does show a warmer pattern moving in and a little drier than we've seen, you know, in the next 5 days or so over the weekend. The Eastern Corn Belt, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio is still supposed to get some significant rainfall totals. So that's going to be the big story going into early next week, how much rain they actually got and how long it's going to put them out and if they can get some beans planted next week or not. If you look at the 8 to 14 day, much warmer, pretty hot pattern actually, which, you know, is well needed. Usually you get around the 4th of July time frame, and if the weather looks really hot and dry, it's quite a problem, and the markets can really get explosive. This year, I would say that'd be actually a little bit bearish if we got some heat and some dry weather. And then, if you believe long-term forecasts, you know, it's tough to believe even some short-term forecasts nowadays, but the 90-day July, August, September forecast was released today, and it shows pretty well below average temperatures and above average precip, so more of the same they're talking for the next 3 months or so.
So, Jalen, where are we seeing support and resistance this week?
Yeah, support, resistance. I would call resistance on July corn at 464.5. That's the high we set this week here on Tuesday in the overnight. December corn, 473 was the high there as well. We couldn't quite get to 475. And so after that, I would say on new crop December corn, $5 is the one that sticks out as kind of the psychological resistance. 490 area would be another spot as well if we can break through the 473. November beans, the high for this week is 948. If we break that, really your next spot is at the yearly highs of 971, set way back in December of this year. So definitely I would believe a lot of selling pressure up in that 970 area. And then other than that, you know, I think the big things going forward, obviously you have another crop progress report next Monday afternoon. You know, it'll be key again to see where we're at for bean progress. Corn, I would assume, you know, is going to be pretty slow from here on out. And then after that is our big Friday, June 28th, our final planted acreage report by USDA, and then quarterly grain stocks as well. And historically, that's been the most volatile report of the year, so definitely, you know, could be a wild market, and, you know, I would just say protect yourself accordingly before next Friday. July options expire tomorrow, so if you have option positions, take a look at those. July basis contracts would generally need to be priced or rolled sometime before the end of next week. We've seen in the past when there's heavy amounts of basis contracts and we get to that expiration that it adds a little selling pressure to the market. So be aware of that and, you know, try to get those things shored up or rolled, you know, as soon as possible.
So, Jalen, what are some of the things that you're going to be keeping an eye on for next week?
I would say besides those reports, definitely weather, you know, and technicals. You know, it's a technical market when you get these wild swings, and if we can break through different sports and resistance, you know, you leave gaps on the chart. November Beans left a gap earlier to start the week, and they went down and filled it in the overnight, and it offered some support. You know, we were able to bounce back after that, which is very positive technically. And then after that, you know, watch the options market a little bit if you're into options and protecting a bottom a little bit. If you're looking for something short-term before next week's report, since July options are going to be off the board, you can look at like a June week four, which is September futures underlying, or a July week one, which will get you through either next Friday or the first Friday in July. Might cheapen it up a little bit rather than going all the way out to a September option, which would expire at the end of August.
And we've been talking with Jalen Pietig. He is with Farmwork Cooperative. This has been the Farmwork Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Farmwork Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. Jalen, we'll talk next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me.